Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Foam Ball Friday and Weekend Surf Report, brought to you by the Main Street Pub in downtown Melbourne. Yeah, today on Friday, we're still big, choppy wind swell. Strong onshore winds are making for poor, blown-out conditions. You might get lucky at a protected spot. I watched somebody paddle out at Jetty Park at the Cape this morning, and they were, you know, they caught like one or two decent rides, but it just looked like a lot of work just to stay out in the lineup. Anyway, on Saturday, winds are going to remain strong and onshore, similar conditions to Friday. Now, Sunday, the El Nino area of low pressure that I've kind of been talking about all week finally arrives and passes over the state. Now, this will eventually shift the winds to the south and then offshore by the afternoon on Sunday. South Florida is probably going to drop off kind of quick after that because they're kind of in the shadow of the islands. The rest of Florida, though, looks like we should have, by the end of the day, most areas with offshore winds and still pretty big conditions. So it's going to be pretty clean. The winds are still going to be pretty strong in offshore, so you might want to look for like a building or a dune to kind of block a little of it, especially if you're going to be barrel hunting, because you want the wind to stand the wave up and hollow it out, but you don't want it to push that lip in too much and make it too narrow. So looking ahead a little, on Monday, winds are going to back off a little, but still be offshore. We should have plenty of 10-second leftovers in the water, and honestly, I think it's just going to be a fun day. Now on Tuesday, winds are going to start to turn north, then eventually northeast for another round of wind swell, but it's going to be mixed with the longer period background bump because this area of low pressure looks like it's just going to sit out in the Atlantic for a while and hang out. So anyway, I'll be back on Monday. I'm going to be working on the live stream stuff this weekend, getting ready for Surfing Santa's coming up. And until then, be sure to check those cameras. I know they're a little salted up, just the way it is with these onshore winds. Should clean up a little with the rain we're going to be getting on Saturday, Sunday. And of course, then we'll have those offshore winds, so they should stay pretty clean after that. We got a new one up at the Sebastian Inlet. That one was fully caked with salt and sand and just died on us. I do have to go back and shim that camera up just a little bit because that pole is just in the sand. And over the years, it's tilted a little forward. So I can't kind of get the camera angle high enough to hit Monster Hole. So I'm going to have to adjust that camera at some point. But hey, everybody, have a great weekend. And thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.